4:17 now. It's Tuesdays and Friday afternoons when we answer your questions about the coronavirus, what you need to know about it, how it spreads. Presented by COVIDClinic.org, how to keep yourself safe. Send us questions, corona questions, at KNX1070.com. With us again, Dr. Michael Hirt, Center for Integrative Medicine in Tarzana. So, Dr. Hirt, we were talking about L.A. County, and they're kind of outlaying the Safer at Home Order Part 2, this limited order, targeted, they're calling it. And it's mainly centering on gatherings, and it would ban all private and public gatherings for people who aren't in the same household. The exceptions would be outdoor church, outdoor protests, and then further limits on some of the retail businesses that are out there. Your thoughts on this as it's being considered?
Well, you know, obviously something has to be done. And rather than, you know, our leadership helping to teach our population how to deal with this virus, they're just sort of forcing healthy people to stay home. It hasn't worked. Our numbers are spiking worse than they were, you know, previously. So there has to be a shift in consciousness, a shift in understanding about how we get through this. Certainly, keeping within your bubble is going to be important as we go through the holidays. But, you know, further damaging and restricting the retail establishments, I think, is the wrong thing to do, especially right now. These shutdowns are, you know, temporarily able to reduce cases, but they permanently affect small businesses and school children. And we need to be mindful and careful about that. So I think it is overmuch, and I think rather we need to teach people how to deal with this virus, and that still hasn't happened.
So, Dr. Hirt, if I'm a restaurant owner and if you want to get through this without having to shut down, I know you've mentioned something like this to us before. If you have, even during these times of surge, masks, social distancing, and a good quality air scrubber, are you good?
You know, indoors, you need to have enough air scrubbers in order to keep people safe. So about 50% capacity for a restaurant with sufficient air scrubbers, and you're going to be just fine. We are great here. We live in Southern California. Mike just told us that the weather's going to be fairly good through the holiday. And so people can eat at restaurants outside, which are, I think most of us have become very comfortable with. Restaurants have maintained an exceptionally high level of diligence in following public health orders. We're not really seeing people from outside restaurants getting, you know, sick in COVID as long as you stay within your pod. If you're inviting multiple pods to an outdoor restaurant patio, you've got problems because you can't socially distance at a table. And therefore, you could have problems. So I would say that keep within your pod, or make sure that you are going to bring pods together where people are as careful as you. If someone is not as careful, they work in an environment where they're exposed, there's someone who's older or vulnerable, that's not a person to have at this, you know, gathering from two different pods. Two healthy pods can come together. A healthy pod and a questionable pod should stay apart.
Does it surprise you that we don't? Because Catherine Barger was talking to Barbara Ferrer at the meeting today about the supervisors when they were going over the restaurant ban. Again, it's, 10 p.m. tomorrow night, so no Thanksgiving out as things stand right now. But they were basically basing it off of from the health department was, you know, we have a study from the CDC that was a few months back that says, you know, it could account for maybe 10-20% of cases that are going around. Are you surprised that we don't have our own local numbers? And what does that tell you if we don't? That would show the contact tracing is lacking, or it's not coming from the restaurants.
Yeah, you know, I don't think that we've done enough of these studies. There shouldn't be one national study, you know, from the CDC that tells all of America what to do. We are too disparate of a geographical and social network here in this country for one study to matter. We are in Southern California, where you can eat out at a restaurant, you know, pretty much all year long, except for maybe on a rainy day in January or February. That's not true for most of the rest of the country. So we do have other options here that others don't. And we should take advantage of our local weather and our opportunities to keep our restaurants open, to keep people employed, to keep small businesses running by teaching them how to scrub the air, how to invite patrons in safely, how to wear a proper mask, you know, upgrade the PPE of our citizenry. I wouldn't go into a patient who had COVID with a regular cloth mask. Why should you go into a retail establishment with one? And we can teach people, as we have on this program, how to make that better mask using two masks with a dried baby wipe or the sterile medical wrap in between, pressing that to your face. Now you've got an N95 that can protect you wherever you go.
Okay, want to pass along this listener question from Linda in Long Beach. She writes that she's won a free cosmetic treatment, but she says, and these are her words now, she would hate to get beautiful and then die. What should she do? I mean, should she just wait? Or, like you said, if you have the really good masks, is she okay?
Right. So when you are getting a cosmetic treatment, I assume this is on her face and not her feet. And therefore, she's not going to be wearing a mask. The person who is providing the treatment should be wearing a mask and a proper mask at that, which means an N95 or a DIY N95, an air scrubber in the room, and she would be safe to have that procedure done. If you're in a small, poorly ventilated space with someone who's not wearing a proper mask, and you're not wearing a mask at all, that's a risk because you don't know if that person is an asymptomatic spreader. And that's what I'm talking about. That's the kind of education that we can be giving people working public with the private retail establishments, massage salons, etc., in order to help them stay in business, stay afloat, and convince our public that it is safe because we've given them direction on how. Otherwise, we're just, you know, being led in circles. We're not going anywhere. And in fact, if anything, our retail is really hurting and those private businesses may not come back.
Yeah. All right. Dr. Michael Hurton comes back to what we talked about before, too. Some of this is you go and scope out a little bit where you're headed, or if you can get an idea of what you're headed into, that's going to help you make your decisions. Dr. Michael Hurton, Center for Integrative Medicine there in Tarzana. Your coronavirus questions every Tuesday and Friday afternoon at 4:15.